Yeah, I mean, I think in general in casting, I think that's what I like to do. And to be honest, I think it's why I was able to get, you know, the actors that I did, is partly because, you know, if I was offering Peter the kind of role he always plays, but I'm offering him, you know, a fraction of the paycheck, there's not really much in it for him. But I think, you know, if you can offer an actor a role, if you can sort of, it's almost like, oh, the perfect guy for this would be this guy, but if he's always known for doing exactly what you want, I mean, you've either got to be offering him some real money, or like, there's got to be like, why would he do what he's already done again? Like, who really wants to be repeating themselves unless it's because, you know, it's paying their mortgage? So I think it's both. I think it's exciting for audiences, too. Like, I just think, in general, casting against type is a lot more rewarding, because it's always more interesting to sort of see somebody, expect them to do something, and then see them do something different. Or, you know, in casting Peter in this movie, because you brought it up, and I thought it definitely was something that crossed my mind in casting, is that the audience and the people of the town both have the same impression of both Peter and his character, in that, you know, the townsfolk are judging him for his past violent indiscretions, and the audience is judging him for his past violent roles. So we both see him as a violent man, and keep expecting him to act a certain way, and then we can sort of actually celebrate, you know, the times when he succeeds and manages to walk the path that he set out for himself.
Well, it's actually smart thinking, too, as an independent filmmaker, and it's always, we need everything we can to sort of get those good actors or the good people involved, and if you give them something, they are, at the end of the day, artists, and they will want to try something new, and if you, like you said, you give them the new role, they may want to jump at it, so that's a really clever part on your side to sort of build your cast. When it comes to sort of the festival and your experience here and how it's been received, how has that been going for you?
Well, it's been going, you know, really well so far. I mean, you know, it's a very different movie than my first film, both sort of in terms of, like, creatively as well as in terms of scope, and, you know, the sort of, like, international cast involved. So, you know, we also came armed this time with, you know, both U.S. and Canadian publicists and sales agents and you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's been going very well. You know, we're working to sell the film internationally. We've been getting a lot of interest and some really good international press and reviews. I always try and make every project I'm doing, like, you know, some kind of major step forward, something different than before. And so it, in that way, it definitely hasn't been, you know, disappointing in the least. It's always just so hard to really sit and enjoy the festival, though. It was the same the first time around. Like, when it's just the world premiere, and, you know, I'm also a producer on the film, so you just really get caught up in the business and the sales of it, and you don't really get to sit back and actually truly enjoy. I mean, in during the Q&As, like, it starts to remind me, like, hey, this is actually why I'm doing this, but as soon as that's over, my mind just keeps going back to, like, you know, has Variety seen it yet? You know, have these buyers seen it yet? So it's a stressful and tumultuous experience, but, you know, one that I'll probably look back on fondly, but don't always enjoy it in the moment.
One of the biggest things that they always say, one of the largest cliches, you know, sit back and smell the flowers.
Yeah.
Right? So I know it's easy to say, not to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the middle of it.
I think, you know, the next time, you know, I've always found it's like the second festival I do, it becomes more enjoyable because, you know, by that point it's done. Like, the business is going forward in whatever direction it's going, for, you know, for better or worse, and you can just accept where it's at. Whereas right now there's it's so much that, you know, we're still, you know, really pushing to make sure everybody sees it and just to, you know, capitalize on, you know, the great thing about being in Toronto is it really gives people a really strong reason to see your film now, and it really, people can get, you know, there's so many movies out there that inevitably buyers become short-sighted, or not short-sighted, but just, you know, the minute you're not in the spotlight, something else is. So, you know, you really want to try and capitalize on the time that we have at the festival. So, you know, we've got one more press screening starting in like an hour and 15 minutes, and then our final public screening tomorrow night at 9:30. So, you know, we're just still really trying to make sure everybody that's still left, you know, in town sees the film while they can.
And your plans, I guess, are trying to sell it here if you can. Is there any other festivals or release dates that you have for the future that you can tell anyone?
Well, we already have a distributor in Canada, and the movie's going to be coming out in theaters in, they don't have an exact date, but I've been told it's November.
Okay.
That should be being firmed up in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, it will be coming out in theaters in Canada in November, and you know, we're hoping, I mean, it's going to be playing in a couple of other Canadian festivals coming up, I think, like in Halifax and in Calgary and in Sudbury, and we're still just waiting to hear back on a couple of the others, And then, yeah, I mean, right now, what we're, you know, we just have our fingers crossed for a major. We're in the midst of, we know we're shortlisted for a very major international premiere. So if that works out, then we'll be having putting out some exciting news, hopefully in the next week or so.
Yeah, that would be great. And actually, there's two opportunities to see this. Is at Ed Said, so you can go check it out either in the press and industry if you're in that, or on a public screening tomorrow. And check it out and see where it is. I just want to thank Ed for calling in and talking to us about his movie, and I wish him all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.